Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, God made you an artist, but called you to be an evangelist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Roy, he put the artist thing in me in my DNA when I was a little baby, and that came out, and that was my natural gift, but I did not expect to be called to be an evangelist, and that happened in 1989 after Sherry and I prayed for this empowerment thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that some people call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we needed some miracles at that time, and we prayed for the what Paul recommended there, the nine gifts, and boy, everything changed. And suddenly I was telling everybody in the fence post about Jesus, and everybody, probably a lot of people, thought we'd lost our minds, but now this has been going a long time. So
I just accepted the fact. So good, because people think I've lost my mind too.
That's right. So I'm just going to say, whatever you want, God. I'll be an artist, I'll be an evangelist, but it's been quite a ride, and Sherry's been with me, and it's been quite an adventure for the two of us, and I'm just so grateful that God put a woman with me that would ride the ride, because it's been a tough ride at times, but she's been incredible.
Tell us about the miracle of the week.
Well, we have, again, a number of good miracles every time. This was kind of a neat one. It's a little, God's got a sense of humor, too, you guys. If you don't know, he really does. He's a happy God, and he's not mad at you, and he's not mad at the world. All that was taken on the cross by Jesus, and so he is a good, happy God, and he's got a real good sense of humor. But to hear this, I guess it's on June the 6th, 16th, the new mayor of Kerrville came out to the garden, Bonnie White, and she's a Christian, and actually her husband is a pastor, and she's pastor's wife there and has a church in Kerrville. But we never met her, and she'd never been to the garden. And so we got a chance to take her up there. She told us her testimony and went up to the top of the mountain. And there was a bunch of people already up there, probably 20 or 30 people, and there was a church group from San Antonio. And they had the Appeal to Heaven flag that they were praying for our state and our country and our government inside the cross. And that's the, for those that you don't know, put Google, it's Peel to Heaven. It's the one of the flags, first flags of the United States of America that was commissioned by George Washington. And this was before the actual revolution, or as the revolution started. Anyway, so we're praying. And so then we asked the mayor to pray for everybody, since she was the dignitary and the government leader that was at the cross that day. So she graciously prayed. We held hands in the circle and asked God to, you know, just help our country and help her and help the garden. And then the Shekinah glory started forming on people, and the gold dust started forming on people's hands all over around and everybody. And it was quite a bit on some people. And the mayor is a beautiful, sophisticated lady. And I looked over at her and I said, "Do you have the glory on you?" And I'm not sure if she at that point in time was buying into this deal, because it was kind of strange. But she turned her hand over for a second, I remember, and then turned it back over and looked at me and said, "No." And I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, God likes at least 30 seconds of faith out of his children." And she looked at me. She turned her hand back over, and it was sprinkled with the glory.
And she saw it then.
And she saw it. And I said, "You see it?" She said, "Yes." And I saw it. And but I mean, the little lesson there is, folks, God is looking for faith, and he's looking for at least 30 seconds of faith. So when you're asking God for something, give him at least 30 seconds of faith. Okay?
I do that all the time. I know what you mean. Well, listen, we have our guest back from last week, very special. Susan Casey, if you don't mind, Max, introduce Susan.
Yeah, Susan is just a real incredible lady from Austin, Texas. She found the garden. Holy Spirit directed her there, and he just really set her on fire. And so now I call it, she's like a Holy Spirit flamethrower, that she found something good, and now she brings a lot of people, and she shares the fire of God with hundreds of people everywhere she goes. But she's bringing van loads of people up there to the garden, and it's just been a really wonderful thing, because I know she's a busy lady and's got a family and a husband and a business and church and all those things. But she takes time out of her life, and I think it's once a month, brings a group of people from Austin to experience what God's doing at the cross. And so we're just really glad that she is back with us to share some more of her stories.
Susan, welcome back. Tell us a little bit about who you are as a person, what you do, and also why are you so excited about the garden?
Well, I'm a wife first and a mom and a business owner and an elder at our church. And why am I so excited about the garden is because of what I've experienced there first and foremost. It's just this total transformation, such a heart change personally. And as I connect with people day in and day out and I hear them tell what they're dealing with and their stories, immediately it just settles on me. It's like, ooh, I've got some place you've got to come with me. No. And we go and come to the garden.
No, I feel. I have the same thing. I meet people all the time, and when they start sharing their stories with them, I think, ah, have I got a place for you? Mm-hmm. When you first, I don't know what your experience has been, but when you first tell them about this, do they always get it, or do they look at you kind of funny and say, what? A cross? Where?
Usually the people that I'm talking to have shared with me something, and I don't know why. I guess I'm that Dear Abby person that people just feel safe to tell me stuff. But by the time they've told me, whenever it comes out of my mouth, it seems to
they believe.
They believe. They believe. They're open.
How many times have you been up there, and how many people have you bought? It's quite a number.
I have been there. I counted on Saturday. I counted just out of curiosity. I've been there now 21 times, and I've brought 55 people to the garden with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah. No, that's amazing. She's, as we said, she's kind of a the Holy Spirit bus driver, Jesus's bus driver.
That's a good word. Holy Spirit's bus driver.
And plus, she's bringing people from Austin, and a lot of people in Austin really need Jesus. and so she's just been just wonderful connecting those people with him.
Let me ask you this. Do you visit other tourist attractions that much?
Never. I'm a one-time girl. I'll go to see it, and then I'm on. But this place, I cannot get enough of.
Now, I understand you play Max's CD about the garden when you're driving over.
Oh my gosh, it's essential, because the people that are coming, they genuinely are wanting something to change, either in their relationships or in their finances or in
their
health. They're motivated. And so the only way I know how to make people understand what they're about to experience is to tell Max's story. And so as we leave my house, we live in Spicewood, We get about within 8 to 10 miles out of our house. We hit play. We hear Max's story, and it literally brings us all the way to the cross. And so we go up on to the mountain, but by the time we get there, everybody understands what is possible, what can happen up there, the healing, the miracles, the blessings, the stage is set.
Yeah, Ron, this is the free CD that we give out to tourists and to visitors that come, and it's just
can
the story of
the
garden.
Going to the website?
It's also on the website.
Right.
Yeah, you just click on it on
and
the
we'll
website.
Give that
go
to
on.
You
yeah,
in a
yeah,
bit.
And but that's what it is, and it's the story of this vision and all the miracles
about.
And all the people, and it is quite an amazing story.
It's amazing,
and so God,
it is because when he first told me, I was like, yeah, right. And then I go up there and I see this land and I meet all these people that are real and this cross is there and I'm like, oh, this is real.
It
and
is.
Plus then you have the experience.
Yeah.
And then when you look, the first time you see this dust on your hands, you're like,
isn't
uh-oh.
That incredible? It's
I know,
incredible.
It's like we're being, this, what is going on here? It gets your attention, doesn't it?
Indeed.
God is speaking to you. Well, tell us a little bit about the guests and what happens to them when they arrive, because that's got to be a great experience for you. It's just seeing those expressions on these people's faces when they first behold the cross.
Well, it's amazing because we come around the corner on 16 and there finally, here it is off in the distance. I'm like, there it is. And everybody now is excited. But we get up to the top of the, up to the garden and I tell everyone, I will walk this with you if you want to get oriented to it or I'll let you be. And by the time that they walk up and they see Jesus, Fisher of Men, and the cross, people want to be left alone. They want to do business with God. And so I have a little place that I stay and I do a devotional while they go and explore and do what they need to do. And then we meet in the center of the cross when everybody's ready and we begin to just pray. And it is amazing. The breakthroughs, the healings, the prophetic words that are spoken out. For some people, it's just amazing, and it is always encased with a lot of tears, a lot of emotion, a lot of joy, a lot of healing, transformation. That's the word. It's transformation.
That's a good word. Because a lot of times you think of crying as being a negative thing, but it's not. It's a transformation. It's a catalyst for change. People have emotion, and the only way sometimes they can express it is through crying.
It's like
men
the butterfly,
and women,
right?
Not just women, but men, I mean, and women both.
That was my story, is like the butterfly, right? You come in as this caterpillar with all the garbage and the junk,
and
you've been
a butterfly.
And you are wrestling and wrangling and trying to get these breakthroughs, and then all of a sudden you have that moment where God becomes so real, so personal, and the Holy Spirit, you can just feel waking you up inside, and it's, you literally emerge like a butterfly, this magnificent, beautiful
Max, that's creation. A good marketing thing. Say, come as a caterpillar, leave as a butterfly.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody else has got a
get
phrase similar to that.
Before she leaves, before we can get that idea.
Yeah, but the analogy of the caterpillar hung in a cocoon,
right?
And we're all fighting in this cocoon, and we all got our stuff. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, God enters the scene, and that all that bad stuff is turned to good.
Listen, yeah. Do you have any problems getting folks to come with you?
I actually, when people now know, I come at the beginning of each month, and I have people calling me up the night before, the day of, saying, oh my gosh, somebody has to come with you, and they're on their way to my house to come, which has been very funny. But usually within the week, I'll have people starting to call, and there's some people I'll invite, but now I'm open. If somebody says, can I come with you? They get in my car and come.
Do you have any advice for our listeners that are listening right now?
If you are struggling, if you are grappling right now with stuff in your life, the best thing that I can tell you is to get on your knees and just ask God. It's like, God, please create something new in me. Help me to break through. Break the chains that are holding me down. Heavenly Father, I just ask whoever's hearing this word right now, I have grappled for years with stuff that I thought I could just keep down, and it got me nowhere. It was a mess, and it was painful. And by coming to the cross, when I do business, quote unquote, with God, it allowed me to break those chains, to break through all of this garbage, And it has created a new creation in me, and it just has brought such happiness, such joy, such passion for living, for doing God's work. A pastor, my pastor at Life Austin, had said a couple of years ago, Jesus, in 3 years, he did what he was called to do, and he died on the cross, was raised again, and he's sitting at the throne. And now all he's asking is, help me get my kids back. And that's what, when you go to the garden and you have this amazing awakening, you have this amazing rebirth, then it becomes, the whole point of it is, help Jesus get his kids back. Once you have become blessed and break through the stuff that's going on in your world, then you turn that out and you now start to help other people help Jesus get his kids back.
Max, people are listening right now. And we wanted to know how to get a piece of this. How do they get in touch with us? What's the best way to do that?
Well, there's the website, and it's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. But let me just say, we have met some of the people that Susan has brought, and they've now come back on their own. And they run up to me and say, Susan brought us to this cross. I've been physically healed. I've been emotionally healed. I've experienced this Shekinah glory dust. I've seen the angels. I've had miracles in my family. Everything has turned around. And I mean, it's like, it's almost like you're getting a sorority or something going. I don't know what it is. It's a club I think on the side of the van, they put Kerrville or Bust on there sometime, don't you?
That's what we want to do. We want you to approve a sign for us.
Yeah, but it's a place. And just like Susan, everybody's welcome to come and find the presence of God. And we just invite everybody.
And it's located where?
In Kerrville, Texas, on Interstate 10, 60 miles northwest of San Antonio. It's all free, 7 a.m. to midnight. And it's not a religious deal. It's a sculpture prayer garden. And you can find God without going through a bunch of rules and religion.
Susan Casey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. What an honor.
Max Reiner, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Roy. Thanks, Susan.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry. And as always, I have some more quotes for you that people have taken the time to write and tell us how they like the garden. Dear Mr. Greiner, I have admired you and your great work for some time. You and I met several years ago when I was an undergraduate student at DBU. Your sculptures inspire me. In fact, I have several throughout my home. The Lord has used you in such powerful ways to be a great witness for advancing the kingdom of God through your talents and abilities. Please know how thankful for so many of us at DBU are for you. I hope to see you in the coming days. Blessings to you and yours. This is from Dr. Adam Wright, president of Dallas Baptist University. And let's see, the next one is from Colonel Bill Lewis in Kerrville. Thanks, Max. Great report. Thanks so much for our benevolent brothers and sisters in Christ. Every transmission or email that you introduce another example of the power of prayer. Our God is so good. His rewards are poured out on all the givers and to all of us who are the benefactors. What an absolute joy it is to spend time with the children of God whose faith is expressed daily in their gifts and works. God bless you for your loving support. And this one is anonymous. And they say, we visited your spectacular empty cross a couple of Saturdays ago. It was life impacting. We felt like we had experienced our first faith pilgrimage. We loved it. So we want to sow a seed to God's glory and into your incredible empty cross experience. From Buchanan Dam, Texas, we have Bonnie Wallace. I recently took a group of elderly folks from my church, Highland Lakes United Methodist Church in Buchanan Dam, Texas, to visit the cross. I was awestruck and thoroughly touched by the presence of God and also by the story on the CD, which we listened to on the way home. God bless all of you. Rick Gernt from Houston, Texas. You should be very proud of what you have accomplished through what is obviously God's will and handiwork for all to see, should they be able. Rick Gernt, Houston, Texas.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites,
such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.